morning and welcome to Good People. I am Elizabeth Gordon, and we've got a great show for you this morning. It is, what day is it actually? It's been quite a week for me. Thursday, May 3rd, and I've got a special episode today for you where we're focusing once again on Atlanta's best and brightest companies to work for. Miss Samantha Slaybaugh is the marketing manager for The List, and she has joined me in the studio today. Let me give you guys a little background on the award. Atlanta's Best and Brightest Companies to Work For is an awards competition that provides the business community the opportunity to recognize and showcase companies that are really demonstrating best practices and companies that are an ideal place for employees to work. Now, you hear a lot of people complaining about their jobs today, but there are companies, I am learning, out there that are doing amazing things for their employees. So this is the premier awards symposium that celebrates those companies that are making the lives of their employees better, as well as the community as a whole. The program provides year-long education, benchmarking, assessment tools, and interaction among the best and brightest companies to work for. Now, Samantha, or Sam, as she's known around the office, is the marketing manager for The List, an Atlanta-based B2B database for advertising, media, and marketing services professionals. As a marketing manager, Sam is responsible for developing and managing client retention, lead generation, product innovation, and brand awareness through a multitude of channels such as email, direct, trade show, public relations, online marketing, and social media. Samantha, welcome to Good People.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, you graduated cum laude from the Grady School of Journalism at the University of Georgia in 2006. Mm-hmm. What happened along your career path between then and now to bring you into your current role today?
Okay. I always wanted to be a writer, and I knew that I probably wouldn't make much money writing, and I also wanted to stay in Atlanta. So with that being said, I kind of parlayed my public relation and advertising skills and classes that I took at UGA and got a job right out of college working as an online marketing manager for a local ad agency. Did that for a while and then wound up working for a sister company of The List called Catapult New Business, doing business development and copywriting for various advertising agencies. And just 6 months ago, I was just at the tail end of a sabbatical that I took. Coming back from Costa Rica, I was offered the position to direct marketing for The List, and I've been here ever since, obviously.
That's fantastic. Well, I think marketing is one of those disciplines where you can use the creative writing skills that everybody likes mm-hmm. and are very attractive in the abstract and put them to very practical use in a business environment and actually make some money.
Yes.
So what a perfect role. So let's talk about The List. Okay. It's a B2B prospecting sales intelligent platform. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's kind of a big and hairy sentence. But basically, we work for those in the advertising, marketing services, and media worlds, specifically presidents or those in sales or business development that are responsible for finding the people at corporations and other agencies to partner with or pitch. So we provide verified contact information for every high-level marketing contact and decision maker that works at a Fortune 1000 company in North America. With that being said, we provide much more than just the contact information. We have all of the intel and the advertising and new business insight that one would need or want to do a little bit of background research before they pitch a potential client, such as media spend, executive shifts and changes, agency relationships, both past and present, and creative. So we're kind of the one-stop, best-in-class resource for those in the advertising world looking to connect to new prospects.
So if I'm a company in the advertising or marketing world, and I mean the lifeblood of my business is leads and new prospects
exactly.
and new business, I use this database and the additional services that you all provide to help me make my life a lot easier,
it sounds like. Exactly.
I mean, otherwise, you're kind of back to knocking on doors or...
using, you know, Googling somebody or, you know, doing networking. So we have, you know, verified decision makers within the database, and we cut out on all of the time that one would, you know, normally take searching for those people one by one via LinkedIn or referrals or just scanning their old database.
Now, why did the list decide to participate in this Atlanta's Best and Brightest Companies to Work For competition?
We've definitely achieved some significant growth over the past few years, and, you know, we've focused on improving the product first and foremost, but we've also achieved some really high benchmarks when it comes to customer service. We have an in-house account management team that is available for clients Monday through Friday with any account and technical support. And through, you know, client feedback, we decided that, you know, we might want to start bragging about ourselves a little bit, both on the product front and, you know, as a company. We have 50 employees. We have an in-house research team, account management team. And, you know, compared to our competitors who don't have these things, we really thought that, hey, we want to get out. We want to start participating in the local business community in different ways. And one way was through participating in this competition and highlighting our internal culture that we, you know, essentially bring to our clients every day.
Nice. Well, it sounds like you've had a lot of success, and it's always great to get those kind of compliments from your clients themselves who say, hey, you guys are an amazing organization to work with. You're doing great things. It is time to brag a little bit. So let's talk about that unique culture of yours at the List. What is it like to work there? What are the people like? And how is it different than other organizations?
Without a doubt, we're a young, vibrant company. Everyone is really motivated to achieve, you know, obviously revenue goals and accomplishments to grow the company financially. But more than that, we're really a team. We're a collaborative group. We don't necessarily have department heads that run the different teams. Everybody's kind of on the same playing field when it comes to, you know, input and voicing an opinion. And we like to have a lot of fun at the same time. We do a lot of, you know, internal activities on a weekly basis. You know, we spice up company meetings. We have cook-offs. And we also provide, you know, financially some really good benefits for the employees.
So it sounds like as a company that's helping other companies achieve their goals in sales, you're very sales-oriented as well, driven to achieve certain benchmarks and goals.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that the people that work there are, you know, the very motivated, high-achieving personality type people?
Absolutely. We recognize, you know, that the ideal employee is motivated, but they also have to be happy. And when you're happy, you're more, you know, apt to brainstorm, to collaborate, to, you know, voice an opinion and work through an issue. And at the end of the day, you're motivated to make money yourself. So.
Right. Well, it's also, that's a good point because sometimes people that are very driven, ambitious, and motivated need to make sure that they're in an environment where they can be happy, have fun, relax, tell jokes, do fun things with coworkers to kind of offset that high-strung personality.
Right, exactly.
So looks sounds like you're nurturing kind of the whole person at work with that type of a philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would your employees say about the company if I had all of them here in the studio with us?
Well, obviously they'd say that they love it. It's the best place to work in Atlanta. But seriously, I think they would say that the List is a place where every single person, no matter where you are, you know, on the rung of the ladder, has an opportunity to grow professionally and personally. And, senior management definitely gives you every opportunity in the world, to grow professionally at the company and rise up and really be happy.
So what does a best and brightest company look like on the inside? What types of programs and policies do you offer to your employees?
Well, obviously, you know, we offer really low cost and full service health and dental and life insurance.
I love how you say obviously. Like, that's a no brainer. And yet, most companies don't do that. So
yeah.
We shouldn't gloss over that one, Sam. That's pretty huge.
We evaluate every year our health and dental insurance, and we're constantly getting the best rates and the best overall, you know, wellness programs for employees. We also have an employer match 401k program, which is highly, you know, suggested and encouraged within the company. And we match up to 5% of what the employee puts into their 401k. So that's really cool.
It's pretty nice.
I mentioned the wellness program. We also, aside from, you know, the health insurance, we constantly have health checks, you know, in-house health checks and opportunities and discounts for 5Ks and other type of healthy wellness initiatives that an employee might take outside of the office. And we also participate in various fundraisers and activities for local nonprofits. And of course, like I mentioned before, we have the in-house employee, you know, meetings and engagement activities that gets everybody, you know, up off their feet and having fun.
So as a manager, can you tell the difference in when you're working with employees between those that are doing the right things from a health and wellness and balance work and play standpoint and the ones that aren't necessarily taking care of their whole person?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can just tell when somebody's unmotivated or, you know, stressed out and maybe taking it out, you know, in unhealthy ways. It's definitely obvious. You know, the better you feel from the inside out, the better, you know, you're going to be professionally and personally. So, but we really don't have too many people that are sluggish and stinky at the list. Everybody's pretty
make
well.
Make it easy to be happy and healthy. So let's talk about these happy, healthy, productive employees you've got. Would you say that they're the key to a lot of the success that the list has had in all this growth and revenue over the last couple of years?
Yeah, absolutely. Happiness, you know, at the workplace directly correlates to, you know, happiness at home and vice versa. So, you know, the more opportunities that you have to grow professionally and click with those around you in the workplace, the more supportive you're going to feel about yourself, the more confident you're going to feel about your endeavors, and you're going to feel inspired to hit those stretch goals and, you know, make money for yourself, make money for the company, and stay around for a long time.
Now, you mentioned a couple of these programs and events that you do, all this great programming that you provide and that happens at the list. Which of these do you think has most contributed to the company being considered amongst the best and brightest in Atlanta?
We kind of got started on this culture kick about 6 months ago, and we actually have an expert in culture come in. He lives in Alaska. He lives on a boat. He comes in every 2.5 months for a day-long, you know, in-house session on, you know, how to improve company culture and collaboration and communication.
Interesting.
How'd
you find this guy in Alaska, culture expert?
Our CEO, he, based on a recommendation from another local business owner in Atlanta, he reached out to Vince, Alaskan Vince, and had him come down in December just for like a preliminary culture day to see how the entire company responded. And it is a significant time frame and investment. You know, we're going to be working with Vince for the next 3 to 5 years. So, you know, our CEO really wanted all of our input and our insight. We had one-on-one lunches with Vince, and he came in for a couple days, and we tested him out, and, you know, unanimously at the end of the day, we were like, we have to have this guy. You know, what other company gets to have somebody come in every 2.5 months whose sole job is to make every single employee happier? It's unheard of. So
that is quite unique.
Yeah.
You're right. So I've got to ask, what are some of the things that you talk about in these culture sessions? Or, like, what are, if a company is wanting to better their culture? Because it's something that people talk about, what's our organizational culture, but how do you actually have a better culture?
Right. So this first year with Vents, the first quarter, we kind of spent the entire time with homework trying to define the four attributes of our company culture. We segmented into different culture teams, and through the first 3 months after Vince left, we came up with four culture terms that we want to kind of have guide us through the next few years, and those are collaboration, fun, passion, and creativity. Second part of that was we took some pretty intense personality tests and just to learn more about us and how we can better communicate with each other who have completely different personalities than us. So just little, homework and in-house exercises like that have kind of developed us for the, we've only been doing this for 6 months.
Interesting. So it's a combination of self-awareness as well as awareness of each other.
Yes.
And because I think sometimes that's ignored when you talk about relating better with people. It's often focused on how do I do a better job communicating with you? But a lot of times you have to start with knowing really who you are.
Yep.
Looking in the mirror before you
exactly.
look outward.
Exactly.
So that's interesting. So there's homework and there's regular meetings and sessions, and the company all the way from the top has invested and decided that this is something that's critical to creating the kind of organization that you're evolving into and continuing to be one of the best and brightest.
Mm-hmm.
Very neat. What are the other things that you're looking towards in the future to continue to have this type of unique culture that makes the company so different and really drives performance in the end, it sounds like?
Yeah. Like I said, this is definitely a 3 to 5 year commitment, and we're just in the very, very beginning stages. So obviously we're going to continue with these, sessions with Vince. He's coming in just next week for a third one. We're continuing with honest and open communication and feedback, and we're testing and experimenting different ways of conducting meetings or even conducting a marketing message. And we're learning that there is no, black and white, right or wrong. I think many of us in the workplace are conditioned to, I'm kind of scared to branch out or suggest this alternative to my boss or do something different, because if it fails, then I'm the one that's going to get the blame. But through just this, cultural experiment and exercise thus far, we're learning that it's okay to try and fail. At least you tried. And, if you find a better alternative, great. If you don't, then that's okay, too. And it's been really encouraging to get that type of feedback from, from our CEO and our president.
As a marketing manager, what are the results that you're tasked with achieving in the organization? What's your scope of influence over what goes on day to day? I'm curious about your job.
Sure. So I have many jobs rolled into one. I'm responsible for helping increase client retention. So our product is a year-long subscription, and at the end of the year, clients can either renew or not renew. So I work with the account management team to work on increasing retention and increasing, the value of the product in the client's eyes so they continue to use us. I'm also responsible for driving new leads to the sales team and just, working on overall, product innovation and brand awareness.
And what types of companies have you found are ideal clients for the list? Who are the ones that derive so much value out of that subscription that they're an easy sell when it comes to renewal time because
yeah.
they really get a lot out of it?
Yeah, so the ideal client is one that either works for a marketing services firm or an ad agency in North America or someone who works in ad sales at a media company. Whoever is responsible for business development or sales at that organization is proactive versus reactive, and they really see the value in continuous prospecting, and they really see the value in continuous learning and training when it comes to business development. And we offer, you know, we do offer commodity, but we also offer business development webcasts and consulting sessions and best practices and training and tutorials for our clients. So somebody who's really proactive about receiving that information to, you know, consistently achieve their business development goals and using the list to do so as our ideal client.
Nice. Now, as a manager, what are some of the things that you look to achieve within the organization or when you're taking advantage of some of the programs that the list provides from your own leadership development? Mm-hmm. What are you looking to gain or what have you already learned about yourself and how to be a more effective leader within the company?
Sure. So I've always wanted to mentor a group of people, and I have a few people that I work with that I really feel like I'm on the beginning stages of becoming a mentor. I didn't necessarily have a positive, you know, female mentor when I was just starting out right after college. So through just the sessions that we've had and, you know, increasing and growing the company culture, I've really learned that I need to be honest. I need to be direct. However, I really enjoy mentoring and helping, you know, those around me in whichever department they might be in. They might not even be in marketing, but I'm very open to anybody's ideas from, you know, any team. And I just continue to hopefully become, you know, an enthusiastic, positive force in the company.
Nice. Do you like your job?
I do.
What are some of the rewarding aspects about being part of this type of team and working for a company that is providing great value to your customers?
I think first and foremost, it's not feeling like you're being micromanaged at this company. Like I said before, we don't necessarily work under like a top down, like a inverse triangle type of scheme where you have like your manager and then your middle manager and everybody's on you and watching you at all times, because I've also worked at companies like that.
And right. You're that constant. Strict hierarchy. We're like, yes. Well, you're in the box over here, so you can't talk to the person in the box.
Exactly.
Over here.
So we've basically eliminated and flattened, you know, the managerial style at the list, which provides everybody kind of a platform to do their own thing, experiment, provide feedback as necessary. The company is also very encouraging about telecommuting if need be. You know, our product is online. Everything we do is online. And they're very open to, if you need to work from home for a day, for whatever reason, go for it. They trust in you. They believe in you. And at the end of the day, as long as you're, you know, doing your best and being productive, then you're valued at the company.
Great. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Samantha Slabaugh, who is marketing manager for The List, an Atlanta-based B2B database for advertising, media, and marketing services professionals. Sam, where can people go to find out more about The List if they're interested in the services that you provide?
Sure. If you're interested in learning more about the product, visit www.thelistinc.com. There you'll learn about the actual product and our services, but you'll also see a company careers page if you're interested in seeing what open positions we have. And you can definitely always connect with me on LinkedIn, and I could probably spell my last name, or maybe we'll get to that later. But
go ahead.
Okay, so you can connect. Just look up SLA, B as in boy, AUGH, or you can email me at SamanthaS@thelistinc.com if you have any questions about the product or if you'd like to get in touch with anybody here.
Fantastic. So, Sam, are you guys looking forward to the Best and Brightest competition in June?
We are.
Will I see you there?
Yes, you will.
We will be broadcasting live from the event, Business Radio X, and our partner, 101 Best and Brightest. Well, Samantha Slabaugh, it's been a pleasure having you on the Good People Show. Thanks so much for telling us more about the list and the database and the product that you provide. Sounds very exciting and certainly a high growth company here in Atlanta. So make sure you check that out at thelistinc.com. This is Elizabeth Gordon, and thanks for tuning in. We will talk to you next week.
Thank you.